Yeah, have a seat, Andy Breckman. Welcome back to the USA.
Thanks. You should do passport control. You're so enthusiastic welcoming people back.
What was it like coming back to the U.S. from Canada?
Well, for reasons I don't have time to go into now, I came back hiding in a piano crate.
And they didn't look inside the piano crate?
Thank God, no. Thank God.
Nobody said, what's that smell? Coming? What are you doing?
Yeah, there was a lot of what's that smell. I did hear that quite a bit.
Yeah.
But no one opened it up. I guess it was a pretty bad smell.
I'd imagine so.
I wasn't alone. It wasn't me that smelled.
How many of you were in this piano crate?
There was 12 of us. And I think you're talking about Jorge when you're talking about the smell.
You flamed it on Jorge before.
Yeah. That's right. I would fart and I would just stare at Jorge and roll my eyes. It never failed.
Poor Jorge.
That's kind of why I invited Jorge.
He looks like a guy who smells, but you're the guy who smells.
It's a perfect plan.
Jesus, man.
How you doing, buddy? I missed you, too. I missed you so much.
Well, we were on the air last week and the week before.
Oh, we did our little, Ponzi scheme thing.
It's known as a fundraising marathon or a
pledge. Is that what you're calling it now?
Pledge drive.
Now, how do you say that with a straight face? Do you squeeze a little rusty nail?
No.
So you don't laugh?
No,
I'm just curious. What do you tell people that the money's going toward?
Towards keeping the radio station on the air for another year.
You're a genius.
But that's,
you're a mad, mad genius.
Well, I mean, but that's the truth.
Oh, yes, of course that's the truth. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, that's the truth. We're keeping the radio station on the air. Wait, what do you tell people our budget is here?
Well, the budget is $2.5 million. Why is that funny?
And then you ask him for money. Oh my God, I love it. I love it. It can't work year after year. I guess it does work.
Well, what's
the
budget for your new TV show?
Well, I don't. Well, we sell Honda commercials. We do it above board. You know, it's called legally.
Everything we do is legal.
Now, why are you making air quotes when you say that?
We're a charity. I didn't make any air quotes.
Why do you put air quotes around charity?
We're a charity.
You're a charity. Do your fingers get tired making the air quotes all day?
It's known as a 501c3 organization.
Exactly, air quote.
A not-for-profit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations. I hear that your new CBS TV show.
Well, we'll see. Here's hoping.
Word on the street is it's a go, even if it's not officially a go yet.
What street is that? Montgomery Street?
No, Sunset Boulevard.
Well, we'll see. These things, you know.
But
it's a lot of moving parts, a lot of factors.
You were up in Toronto shooting the pilot for this.
I will say what's interesting about doing a broadcast show, because this is my first time doing it. It's
what?
A zero.
This is your first time?
It's the first time with a broadcast pilot. I've done pilots for streamers and other things.
But a
broadcast pilot, it's a zero-sum game. If you want to get on the broadcast schedule, the NBC schedule, or in this case, CBS schedule,
right?
There's a limited number of slots.
Exactly.
It's 7 nights a week. It's 3 hours per night. So there's 21 slots available. You have to hope, A, that your show tests well and that they want to continue with it, and B, one of their other shows falters. It's like, I guess it's sort of like what you do here at FMU. If you want to put a new show on the air, you have to select a slot and then remove someone from that slot. It's a zero-sum game, right?
Right. So you're leading
up. But unlike you, I mean, CBS feels bad about it when they give someone bad news.
Oh, that's
when they
bad.
Remove someone.
That's very bad.
I know they're not orgasmic about making the calls like some station managers.
They have to get over that. That's that's a big problem.
I know you live for those calls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like some guy for the network said about the Dana Carvey show. You know, the job of a program director is to just keep telling people, "I love you, I love you, I love you." You're fired.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's how they say, that's how they pass on your project in Hollywood. We love it. We've been waiting years for exactly something like this. Thank you. Thank you for coming in. We will be in touch. Be in touch soon. We'll be calling your agents later today. That's how they say no thank you in Hollywood.
And how do they, what do they say if they really do like it?
The same thing. The only way to tell if they really like it, there's only one real test. If you pitch a movie, and there's only one way to tell if they like it. You go to your local movie theater, like the AMC, like a multiplex,
uh-huh.
and you know how they have posters up in the lobby
of
movies that are coming soon?
Right.
Okay, you go to the lobby of your AMC, and you look at those posters,
uh-huh.
and you look for your movie. And if your movie's one of those posters, then they weren't lying. They really liked it.
Wow.
That's the only way.
That's the only way of
knowing.
Yeah,
that's the only way.
Damn.
Because they will, I think a lot of them are big phonies. You can't repeat this. My opinion, speaking only for myself.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Hollywood, I mean, network television execs?
I'll tell you something else, too. I've had, in my career, my little so-called career,
uh-huh.
I've had maybe 700 meetings, right?
Uh-huh.
Some on the phone, some on Zoom, a lot in person. I've never had a bad meeting. They've always ended with yippity-doo-dah. You're a godsend, Mr. Breckman. They all end like that. You hang up and you think you nailed it, and you know only 2% ever pan out.
Wow.
So that's Hollywood, because people don't. And then you know how they pass on a project. You know how they say no, thank you for real. They ghost you. They don't call you.
I think that's how everybody.
Yeah.
That's how everybody does it these days.
Right. Not getting a call now is a response.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my career. How are you doing in your little career? So the station did very well, I heard.
Yes, we did great. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And I have more questions for you.
As you put it, there's tons and tons of rubes out there.
I've never said that. I wanted to know what CBS show you would like to take off the air.
Ah, that's kind of a dicey question.
To make room for your new
show. Well, I don't want to say anything out loud, but it kind of is a dicey question. Something has to fail to make room for Uncle Andy's show. It's not like Netflix. I could put on, 20 shows tomorrow if they so desire.
Yeah.
It's a zero-sum game. Something has to fail. And they've already announced some new shows that are coming in. It's tough.
Well,
it's
Survivor, Survivor's not going anywhere.
No, Survivor is, I think, the
Amazing Race.
Iconic show. I don't know when that's on, if that's on currently.
It's on Wednesdays at 9:30.
I can't argue with that. I think Wednesdays is their unscripted reality night.
Watson. That's when you can get rid of.
Watson is doing very well.
Okay. Tracker? Can you get rid of Tracker?
Tracker is their biggest hit.
Oh, no. The Equalizer.
Well, The Equalizer might be on the bubble, but I don't want to wish it badly.
Papa's House, can you get rid of that?
I think that's a half hour, and that's not...
Oh, you need an hour.
We need a whole hour,
Oh,
please.
My God, you need an
please,
hour.
Please give me an hour. I have an hour here.
Jeez.
You gave me an hour.
What about the new FBI? That guy's got an idiotic beard. That's got to go.
Well, he's undercover. That's what the beard is.
Oh, because he's like... He's supposed to be.
No, this is my new family, CBS. I can't talk him down. It's like
come on, talk
no,
him
no,
down.
No, no, no. It's like your DJ's here.
How many slots does Watson have? It looks like he's on
nights a week. I think a new show. They rerun stuff.
Good Lord!
Really?
And then they're rerunning.
I'm not going to critique CBS. It's my new home. This
oh,
is
come
my,
on! You just
no,
called
this
them
my
phonies.
Adopted family.
You called them phonies.
No, I would never call them.
Yes,
phonies.
You did. That's what you said. Everybody heard you say it. All right,
I love all the CBS shows. It will break my heart to have one of them.
Love them all equally?
I do. I love them all equally. But something has to give if we want to get our show on the air.
Yeah.
So now I have to make a good pilot and somehow sabotage
Equalizer. I don't know why you're rooting for Papa's House to go off the air. Papa's House is amazing.
Well, it's a half hour, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of these shows I don't know.
So you get off Papa's House and a Watson rerun in your home free.
I don't know. And then they have all these weird FBI Tucson, FBI Schenectady. I don't know. I don't even know what
they're. Jesus. Well, anyway, we want to thank everybody who pledged last week or the week before.
Yeah, thank you
so much. The 7-second delay and to WFMU. We did amazingly well. We surpassed the goal hours early.
Don't you want to thank me, Ken? You thanked 100 people last week, and you never found time to thank me.
No, I thank you all.
I never heard it. I didn't hear it.
Well, thank you.
It seems like,
Thank you.
Listeners are, we love our listeners, but they don't drive an hour each way.
No, I guess it's because I was sarcastic when I thanked you last week. I thanked you for phoning it in. That was my way of thanking you. Yeah, I don't know if you recall, you didn't drive an hour last week. Or the week before. Neither week of the marathon did you drive in.
True that.
Yeah, you were...
Well played.
You were up in Toronto.
I give you that.
Working on your $100 million a year budget TV show pilot.
Yeah, pardon me for succeeding in my life.
Yeah.
I apologize to you, Ken.
That's okay.
I know you find it personally offensive.
Apology.
And our listeners also, the listeners that soaked me. Oh, man, that makes me mad.
Apology accepted.
Oh, man, that makes me mad. Excuse me.
But here's the thing. We thanked a lot of listeners.
You did. There were hundreds.
Hundreds and hundreds last week and the week before. And in fact, the week before when we did the soaking of the Breckman, it got so crazy that I'm not even positive I thanked everybody. You try, and sometimes you just can't do it.
And you were rushing so quickly through names.
Yeah.
Some of them were you probably mispronounced.
Oh, probably mispronounced a lot.
And you were, some of them were just very cursory. Some of them were just so hurried that it wasn't even
right. They didn't feel it.
Recognizable. Yeah, and even if you did say their names, it was not with any real sincerity or gratitude in your voice.
Right.
So we can make amends. We can make up for that tonight.
Right. We have hired a real professional voiceover announcer.
Right.
Some listeners might know him as Black Cat. And joining us now from Parts Unknown, welcome to the air, Black Cat.
Hello, Jersey City.
Wow. Now that's a voice.
Yes.
That's a voice for radio.
He's got a real voice.
Why don't you make a note, Ken?
What?
That when you're looking for DJs, when you're looking to fill slots.
It's a factor. Yeah.
Do you know, Andy, how far I drove to join this Zoom meeting?
I hope it wasn't too far. We so appreciate... Did you go out of your way? Was it an inconvenience?
I had to drive 1 hour and 1 minute to find a Zoom meeting.
Okay, I tip my hat to you.
Oh, did you go to one of those drive-through Zoom booths?
Yeah, I had to make an appointment at zoombooth.gov.
You know,
well, we appreciate it, Black Cat.
Just you saying zoombooth.gov makes me so happy. And we could have used you last week and the week before when Ken was really insulting our supporters. Wouldn't you agree, Ken?
I wasn't insulting our supporters.
I mean, you were just ripping through their names. You barely got names, you know, you barely got their names out.
I was doing my best to thank people while you're...
Oh, I don't deny you were doing your best. I don't deny that.
You're screaming in my ear, and I'm just trying to thank people.
I just don't know where else to scream. So why don't we invite listeners that pledged last week or the week before and didn't feel satisfied with how their names were read on the air. And we'll have Black Cat take the time to do it right and thank them properly. We will make amends.
Right. So if you pledged a 7-second delay last week or the week before and you didn't hear yourself get thanked or I mangled it or I just did it too fast or insincerely or...
If you were disappointed for any reason, we have a professional announcer, professional voiceover artist. May I call you an artist, Black Cat?
You may. You just did it. It's too late.
Yeah, I can't take it back. And we will make amends. We will do it right, even if it takes us till 7 o'clock. 201-209-9368. If you pledged last week or the week before and were a little disappointed, a little hurt with how Ken read your name. And it wasn't just you reading. I think Michelle read some names, right?
Nadia read some names.
Nadia also read some names.
But Nadia did a great job.
Right. Nadia, unlike some people, took her time.
But Nadia only thanked maybe 10 people out of hundreds. So, yeah.
You know, people pledge. I think that's part of the joy of pledging, isn't it, Ken?
To hear your name. And I have had people who were very angry. It really has happened in the past.
Yeah.
That, people were very angry.
Especially people that have to dig deep and where the money doesn't come easily and the money, the pledge means something. For you to insult them like that.
I didn't insult.
What do you do? Do you take all the mirrors down in your house? I mean, how do you live with yourself? I'm just curious.
Well, that's not easy, but I didn't insult anybody.
Uh-huh. Intentionally.
No.
Intentionally.
I mean,
intentionally.
I may have been too fast.
Yeah. You didn't take the time.
I might have mispronounced.
Yeah. You wanted to save time in every hour to ridicule me for staying in Toronto.
I know that there's a listener named Ty, and I was mispronouncing Ty's name for years until Ty finally...
That's a great story, Ken. Hey, 201-209-9368. Hey, thanks for calling.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Max of Bill and Max here.
Oh, hi.
I'm glad you guys got the help you needed this past marathon.
Thank you, Max.
Well, tonight we have the help we need to make amends. Are you not happy with how you were thanked on the air?
Well, actually, Ken did a good job of thanking us. He got it in, you know, must have been crazy in the phone room. We called our call in when we knew the internet was down.
Right.
So we got the thank you, but we missed out on getting our annual go to hell for Mandy.
Well, I could do better than that. I have a professional voiceover artist that will give you a real go to hell, a substantial go to hell. Black Cat, I want to introduce you to listener. What's her name?
Max.
M-A-X?
M-A-X. Yep, that's...
Black Cat, this is Max. And I wonder if you could give her a robust, heartfelt go to hell.
Well, listen, Max, the level of effort I'm going to put into this is not dependent on the size of your pledge, but whether or not you soaked Andy Brickman. So did you soak Andy?
I'm not hearing anything.
Oh, you're not hearing him?
No.
Oh, Ken, you didn't pay for the better soundboard, Ken? The one with the buttons that work?
Well, anyway, Max, I think you might be able to hear him going forward, but what he just said was that he's wondering whether you called to soak Andy Brickman.
We did. We did.
Oh, okay. That, for some reason, that means something to Black Cat.
Yeah.
So, Black Cat, now can you hear him now? Black Cat, say hello to Max.
Max, test. Can you hear?
Yes.
Okay, so now we're connected. So this is a go to hell. I'm doing it by proxy. Black Cat, you're up.
Max, this is a message straight from hell, from Andy Brickman to you. Go to hell!
Woo-hoo!
There. Are you satisfied now, sweetheart?
Yes, thank you so much.
Sure, you're welcome.
Thanks, Max.
That's how you do it, 201-209-9368. If you felt slighted or insulted last week, I wasn't here. I couldn't control Ken. I couldn't moderate.
Oh, that's right. Where were you?
I was earning a living.
In Toronto.
Earning a living is a phrase people use when they have a job, a salary job, when money is being put in the bank.
Did you bring me back a Canada is not for sale t-shirt?
I did see some stickers.
Oh, I wish you had brought me back a hat.
Would you like that, Ken?
I would.
Fine.
Yeah. Maybe I'll order one from Canada.
Sure, you do that. I mean, you made $1.3 million more than you need. Why don't you buy yourself a few hats?
I was talking about personally out of my own pocket.
Yeah, oh, that's...
buying a hat.
Yeah. It's funny how those pockets sort of get all mixed up sometimes. The FMU pocket and your personal pocket.
I don't have any FMU pockets.
You know what I love? You know I watch people getting arrested on YouTube? It's my favorite thing to do.
Really?
Oh, I love it. Because of the body cams cops wear. It's the greatest. The best entertainment in the world.
What do you search for on
Oh,
YouTube?
My God. It's just people getting pulled out of cars.
What are your search terms?
No, you just go body cam arrest. That's it.
Body cam arrest. Okay.
Yeah, there's a billion of them. And when they find drugs in guys' pockets,
you
know what half of the guys say?
It's not mine.
These aren't my pants. They say, these ain't my pants. I just wait for that.
Oh, my God. Wait, are those my pants?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is the other Nadia.
Oh, hi, the other Nadia. Hi, other Nadia.
Nadia, did you pledge money in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, but I pledged it to Ken's show, not 7 Second Delay. But Ken did pronounce the name of my town wrong, so I was wondering if I have to pledge again to 7 Second Delay.
No, honey.
No, that's okay, Nadia. This is hectic, right? This is hectic, Nadia?
Yeah.
Okay.
You get a pass. Now, what town do you live in, and how did Ken mispronounce it?
I live in the town Groton in New York. I think it was pronounced Groton.
Yeah, I pronounced it Groton because I was thinking I was thinking of Croton.
It's very hard for Ken Nadia because he doesn't care. He doesn't, so that he's kind of working with that handicap.
No, but
let me introduce you to Black Cat. Black Cat, this is Nadia, and Ken mispronounced her town.
Wow, we've got a very generous pledge from Nadia from Groton, New York. Thanks, Nadia.
You're welcome.
There we go.
There you go. Do you feel a little better, Nadia?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nadia, I'm really sorry. It was a simple mistake. Anybody could have made it.
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
I was just confusing.
It's kind of a weird name. It's easy to remember if you remember. It's Groton, like rotten.
Yeah.
Right. When anybody stoned out of their gourd could make a mistake like that.
Yeah, probably.
I was just confusing.
Confusing. Yeah, Croton with
With Groton.
Exactly, with Groton.
With
Groton. That's right, Groton. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Croton with
Groton. Yeah, Groton with Croton. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
201. Okay. Hey, thanks Nadia.
Nadia.
Okay.
Bye.
Hey, if you felt slighted with how your name was read last week, give us a call. We have a professional, grown-up voiceover artist ready to make amends.
Black Cat is on the phone with us from Parts Unknown, and also we should mention that Black Cat was the winner of the Patricia McClain Meanest Girl Contest.
Yes. He did a great job then. He's coming through. He's saving our butts twice in the same year.
Hi, you're on the air.
I hope we get the help we need.
Okay. Thank you for your pledge. And we apologize if we mispronounced your name or read it too quickly.
In fact, I think I was missed completely. I'm a swag for life.
What? Swag for life? Pledge and miss completely,
and we didn't thank you at all.
You didn't. I didn't.
Oh, we're gonna make up for that right now. What is your name, listener?
My name is Steve. And you know what? This is actually it's more important than you think, because last year when you sent out the favorite listeners awards, I was actually number 9.
You were number 9.
Wow.
Number 9.
Wow.
That's like number 9 out of like 200.
I know.
Wow.
I was hoping it was more actually.
That puts you in like the 4.5 percentile.
Thank you very much.
I think, Ken, I think Steve should have been treated with a lot more respect last
week. I think so, too. Steve, where are you from?
I'm from Thornbury, Australia.
Okay, Thornbury, Australia.
Well, we don't have to pronounce it because that's Black Cat's job. Thornbury, Australia. Black Cat, I want to introduce you to our friend Steve from Thornbury, Australia. He pledged very generously. He pledged a swag for life pledge last week, and we neglected to thank him.
Wow, Steve coming in hot. Steve from Thornbury, Australia, with a swag for life pledge. Thanks, Steve.
Wow.
Go to hell, everyone.
Yeah, go to hell.
Go to hell, Steve.
You feel better about things, Steve?
I feel great.
That's how we do it here.
I feel like I'm in the top 4% now.
That's it. We made it. That's right. Beautiful.
Wow.
This is great, Ken. We just hire a friend to make amends for us,
to
correct our errors.
We have to do this every year.
We should, yeah. We should put Black Cat under a contract.
There actually was a couple who once withdrew their Swag for Life pledge because they didn't hear me thank them.
Really?
Yes, really. And then they even wrote to the government. They wrote to the federal government to complain about me.
Wow, they sound like really special people. Oh, I really miss having them on board.
Yeah.
Don't you, Ken?
I do.
Yeah. Hey, we're at 201-209-9368. We're making amends if you weren't happy with how you were thanked the last couple of weeks. Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, hello?
Hi. Who's this?
Hey, this is John.
Hi, John. Did you pledge to 7-second delay last week or the week before?
I didn't do the 7-second delay, but I did the Todophonic Todd show.
Oh, yeah, when Yola Tango was on?
Yeah.
Oh, and what happened? What went wrong?
Nothing really. I was just wondering if the voice actor could do my town in the voice of a character.
No, absolutely not.
No.
Next year, you'll pledge to a 7-second delay. Make a note. Write it down, or you're going to forget it.
Black Cat is not a trained monkey.
Yeah, we don't share.
Like
we don't
a fun voice.
No, this is this is a service that we reserve for our listeners. I'm sure that that Todophonic, what does he do? What's his name?
Todophonic Todd.
I'm sure he's a very sweet guy.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy, but I can't go thanking his listeners. My time is very valuable.
Sorry, John.
I apologize for wasting your
time. That's okay, John. Next year, though, make a note. We're the show that makes good on any mistakes.
Yes. Listener Dan requested that Black Cat say, "I hope you get the help you need."
Did he pledge, Listener Dan?
I don't know.
No, then I'm sorry.
No, it looks like he didn't.
Okay,
yeah, because he doesn't have a train wreck next to his name. Yeah, the people.
You know, I now regret hanging up on John. May I tell you why?
Why?
No one's calling. John was all we had.
Well, the phone.
He wasn't much. I didn't particularly enjoy his company.
Well, he was.
But it's all we had.
But he wanted Black Cat to talk in a funny voice.
Yeah, we don't do that.
No, we don't do that.
Yeah, Black Cat isn't for sale like that. He's not some audio whore.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is an audio whore, but he's our audio whore.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Yeah.
The phone number here, if you would like amends from an insufficient thank you, is 201-209-9368.
Your audio whore is standing by.
Oh, Black Cat.
Yeah, Black Cat.
Right.
Yeah, Black Cat.
Is that okay, Black Cat?
And the calls have stopped. And we're off. This is a whole other year, a whole new year on 7 second delay. The calls have stopped 28 minutes into the first show of the year.
We got a call.
This is it, Ken.
This is the end. Hi, you're
on. We've hit bottom.
You're on the air.
This is it.
You're on the air.
Is this me?
Yes, sure. It's you.
Hi, it's listener Terry.
Hi, Terry. Terry from Connecticut.
Yeah,
Terry, right. Were you not satisfied with your thank you from Ken last week?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't dissatisfied with it, but it was very nice. I was referred to as a friend of the show, and you used my whole name.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah.
That's all right. I don't mind.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
We're not supposed to do that.
Usually your policy, so.
And then how soon after the show ended did you receive your first brick through the living room window?
That's been boarded up for a while.
There you go. That's how our listeners do it. All right. So what kind of apology can we offer to Terry then? Why don't we just thank Terry without the last name?
Yeah, you don't have to apologize at all. I'm happy to do it. I was one of the first that you read for the soaking, and I think it was a nice enough one that Ken just said it outright.
Well, you know what? We're going to thank you again. This is your second thank you in 2 weeks, and thank you for your support. Thank you, Terry.
All right.
No, okay. Let Black Cat do it.
No, he's happy with what you said. In fact, you said too much last week. Black Cat, there's nothing Black Cat can do here. We're moving on.
Black Cat could start to say his last name and then correct himself.
Oh, that would be good. But we're moving on.
He's already gone. Okay.
Yeah, we're moving on.
We have a full phone bank.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
201-209-9368. We're making amends. Hi, thanks for calling.
So, Ken, during your show, I pledged $50, and then I was thanked. But, then to get rid of the underwriting, I pledged another $50, and I got no second thanks.
So we owe you a thanks.
And then to top it off, I get the sketchy email from Joe Magasco saying, give my pledge money to Joe Magasco. Okay. But it says, I didn't ask for the T-shirt. I asked for the T-shirt.
So you pledged $50 twice to my show to get the NPR underwriting off the air. And And you only got thanked once.
Well, yeah, I'd like the second thanks. But
okay. What's your name and where are you from?
John Curran in Washington, D.C.
John from D.C.
Okay, well, we have our audio whore standing by.
He's a professional voiceover announcer. He's not an audio whore.
I get paid to moan.
He gets paid to moan. It sounds like a working definition of an audio. If you look at LinkedIn, that's exactly what they're paid to do. They're paid to moan. Okay,
fine.
Audio whore.
Fine.
Okay, audio whore. Please thank John for his two pledges to Ken's show.
Oh, John, thank you so much for your two pledges to Ken's show.
That's the audio whore on sarcastic mode.
Yeah, I think he was being sarcastic.
Because it wasn't to our show.
I mean, but I get the T-shirt too, right?
Yeah, you get whatever. Yeah, sure. Whatever you want, honey.
John, are you satisfied? Because Black Cat got a little sarcastic on you there.
Everything's cool, man.
Okay, then.
Thanks, John.
Then honor has been satisfied. Cool. Hey, we're at 201-209-9368. We're making amends if you don't like how your name was read during the marathon. Thanks for calling. Hi, you're on the air. You love the show.
Say that part again.
Thanks for calling. Hi, you're on the air. You love the show.
There you go. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, my name's Terry, also from Burlington, Vermont.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I was thanked, but it felt rushed.
Yeah. Yeah, you were one of hundreds, I think, that probably feel that way.
Sorry about that, Terry.
We have Black Cat, the audio whore, standing by. Black Cat, I want to introduce you to Terry from Vermont. He would like a real sincere thank you.
Terry from Burlington, Vermont. Thank you so much for your generous pledge.
There you go.
There we go.
That wasn't rushed.
If
anything, that was interminable.
Yeah, you could speed that up and it would sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks, Terry.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay. That's how we do it. We're making amends.
Thanks, Terry.
201-209-9368. If you don't like how the name was read. Hi, you love the show.
Hi, I am.
Yeah, yeah. You're on, baby.
You are and you do.
Wow, I love the show, and so I made my first pledge ever. I did it on a different show, but I meant it for this one.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know how the follow-up works. Am I supposed to receive an email about donating?
Oh, so you made an unpaid pledge, and you haven't received an email yet?
Yeah.
Oh, something's gone terribly wrong.
But she meant it for this show.
Okay.
Is that correct?
And yeah. I guess I'm apologizing on my end because I didn't say I'm calling for seven second delay.
Oh, you didn't make it clear.
Okay.
I didn't.
Okay, so you'll eventually get an email, but I don't care if you pay or not.
She should have gotten it all.
Well, it doesn't matter to me. She didn't pledge to my show.
Well, what's your name, caller?
You mean nothing to me until you've officially pledged to the show.
Okay, I have to do. Do I have to wait an entire year?
Yeah, next year.
Next year,
but you know what? You can maybe that gives you a whole year. You get a second job. You can start saving money. I make a real substantial pledge. You know,
you're being so mean to Kathy.
No, Kathy, you can get a second job. I mean, you can work. What time do you get off work?
Yeah, I'm getting off right now.
Okay, so you get off work at 7. You can do a shift, maybe a part-time thing at Wendy's,
yeah, Burger
and King.
I'll give all that money.
And just save that money, and then we'll hear from you next year. It'll be a very, very substantial pledge, and then we'll have...
I'll be listener one.
Yeah, you'll be our favorite listener, and Black Cat will thank you. Oh, my God, I can't wait to hear from you next year. It's going to be fantastic.
Okay, it's going to be great.
Kathy, you can email me at ken@wfmu.org, and I'll figure out why you didn't receive your payment.
And switch her pledge to us.
Okay, I can
just
do that.
To pay, you
know? Okay, Kathy, we love you.
Thank
you're the
you,
best.
Kathy.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye.
She's a new listener, and she wanted to pledge to us. She just didn't know how.
Yeah.
Your rules are so Byzantine when they call. Yeah, it's
well,
complicated.
It is complicated.
Yeah, I just wanted to say the word Byzantine out loud.
Man, you're full of new words.
Shut up.
You used Byzantine for the first time.
Yeah.
Before the show began, you used the word juju, and you used it correctly.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, Andy just used the word Byzantine for the first time. 201-209-9368. And you were here, Ken. You witnessed it.
I know. Hi. And you didn't have any notes or anything. It was like completely extemporaneous.
Wait, completely what?
Extemporaneous. Spontaneous.
Yeah, it's just fun to make up. It's fun to make up sounds sometimes,
isn't it? It's not a made up word. It's a real word.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's me.
Hi, who's this?
This is John from Iowa.
Hi, John.
Hey, it's me. Hey. Hey, it's me. Oh, we were waiting all day for John from Iowa. Hey, it's me. Now, John, did you pledge to our show in the last couple of weeks?
I sure did.
And you were not happy with how you were thanked?
You were soaked as a result.
Well, then go to hell.
Good on you, John.
I'll give you go to hell right now. But I bet Ken kind of rushed.
Only one slight problem. You did thank me, but there's no H in my name. And I think I heard a hint of an H.
Oh, so it's John without really an H. It's J-O-N, Ken.
Oh, John.
J-O-N. Not John.
Oh, I'm sorry about I'm sorry, John.
Well, it's a little too late for apologies now, Ken. The damage has been done. You added the H sound.
Well, somebody
you can't take it back.
Somebody probably wrote it down with an H.
Oh, yeah. Blame the winged monkeys. Blame the volunteers. It's kind of the game Ken plays around here. Some people play ping pong. Ken plays blame the volunteers. Well, listen, we have our audio whore standing by. Audio whore, this is John from Iowa. It's J-O-N, and he'd like to be thanked correctly.
Joe N. from Iowa, thanks for your pledge to WFMU.
Perfect.
Well done, Black Cat.
Sounding a little okay? That okay, John?
That'll work.
That'll work. All That's
right.
how we do it.
Another sassified
Hope
customer.
Hope I get the help you need.
Another.
Thank you, John.
Another sassified customer. You make me laugh.
Hi, you're on the air.
Please, cut that out.
Hello, how you doing? This is Gambino Tostino from Staten Island.
Hey, Gambino, how you doing?
Wait, hold on, Gambino, for 1 second. Is this guy for real?
No, I don't think so.
Is this guy, like, doing a little character?
I believe so.
Like a comedy character?
Yeah, do you like the character?
No! Okay, thanks for calling.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah. Can we afford a call screener this year? Didn't you kick butt during the marathon?
Yeah, but we don't hire call screeners.
Let's hire a call screener.
We can get a volunteer call screener.
Let's pay a call screener. Let's play a professional. Let's get Black Cat up here. Wouldn't he be the greatest call screener in the world?
He's from parts unknown. That's really far away.
I'll move if he'll be my call screener.
We can maybe get Nick the Bard back.
That would be amazing. I know he came back last week.
He was a great call screener.
Yeah, he was the best.
Yeah.
He was the gold standard.
Yes, he was.
Okay, hey, thanks for calling, listener, on the air, on the line.
Yeah, no, you do need a call screener because this is Black Cat calling in, and I just need to be thanked properly by myself.
Okay, you go ahead, Black Cat.
Okay, you mean for the job you're doing this week?
Oh, for my pledge.
Oh, yes, please do. I guess we slighted you as well. How ironic.
Hang on a second, Black Cat. Let me turn down the audio whore version of Black Cat, and now we're just talking to you over the phone. And so, Black Cat on the phone, did you pledge the 7 second delay?
I pledge to 7 second delay to the tune of $15 a month during the Soak Andy period.
Uh-huh.
Wow. And when the whole computer meltdown took place,
yeah.
I think my name got lost in the shuffle.
Oh,
well,
no.
Black Cat, I think you deserve a special thanks, and I'm glad we have Black Cat on hand to do the honors.
Okay, Black Cat, audio horror version. Please thank Black Cat.
Okay, Black Cat from Parts Unknown. Oh, wow, a very generous mouse pledge. No, wait a minute. What's this one called? Swag for Life. Go to hell, Andy.
Wow.
Well done.
Black Cat, do you feel better about yourself?
Not in the slightest.
Now, Black Cat, it occurs to me that you could have done that yourself in the privacy of your own bedroom any time over the last week.
I don't know about that.
Why? Why do you have to be on the air to say thank you to yourself?
Because it's only one of him. In his bedroom, there's only one of him, but here there's two of him. You saw I had two different volume faders.
A night doesn't go by where I don't thank myself. I don't assume another character and thank myself.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I don't recall getting a text, a phone message.
We tried. This is the president of...
No, when?
We tried. This is the president of 7 Second Delay. Ken, didn't you try to reach her?
Oh, Ken. President Pam, I sent you the idea. I emailed you the idea.
I need to give you a different email then.
Well, check your email right now, Pam. Check your other email.
I emailed you the idea this afternoon.
We thought you had...
This
afternoon when, Ken?
Oh, I think it was like 1:30.
We thought you had abdicated, Pam.
No.
Listen to the tone of her voice. She's really mad. She's really
mad.
Stung.
Well, Pam, how could you have said no to this topic?
Well, you don't know if she would have said yes or no.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But I did.
Is it
I did.
I'm a woman? You're not giving me my powers? That
no,
I'm
exactly.
No.
Yes. That's no. Why. That's not why Ken's not giving you your powers, but that's why I'm not giving you your powers.
No.
But
I emailed Pam. I emailed her 6 hours before the show.
Pam, check your email and confirm this.
I really did. I can send you a copy of my email. But let's see.
Yeah, wait, hold on. She'll confirm it.
Let me know.
And then, wait, I want to hear her confirm it and then apologize to you.
Okay.
Hold on.
I have, sorry, I forgot to.
Yeah.
No, sorry. So 3:01 p.m.
Yeah.
Right.
There we go.
My time.
Yes.
Okay. Wait, 3:01 p.m. your time?
No, anyway, it can't be because
I'm taking up the whole show.
No. We were on the air at 3:01 p.m. your time. That's not possible.
Yeah, I know. I mailed it way before 3:01 p.m. California time.
Okay. Well, then
I don't know what happened, but I sent it to you. I'm logging in now to
Pam,
see.
We have a lot of children listening, and I want them to see what a grown-up does when they're proven wrong.
It is not that. It is.
I want to see. I want to see you step up.
Pam, well, I'm going to prove to Andy that I sent it. I'm going to show him.
I believe you can. It's this.
I will take a screenshot and text it to you, Ken, as to when I got it in.
Would
I
you
it
take
a 301 today?
Would you take a polygraph?
When your show starts.
Liar, Pam, liar.
Of course. I know it. I knew it.
You little liar. You little liar.
She's not a little liar. There's something got messed up with the email.
Well, that's one possible explanation.
And Andy jumps to the fact that I'm a liar. Oh, my God.
Well, the only reason I said that, Pam, is because you're a liar.
I'm not.
Here it is.
Okay, here it is. What time did you send it?
Oh, Andy, I can't wait to see the billboard.
3:01 p.m. I sent it at 3:01 p.m.
Our time.
Our time, which is 12:01 p.m. your time.
Oh, so you're reading New York time on the email.
Yeah.
No, but I'm in California.
I know, but
we'll have to work this out.
Well, I guess the email records the time the sender hit send.
Yeah, it does do that. Yep.
Not the time you received it.
Yeah. So Pam, did I send it to the right email though?
I think I might need to give you a different email.
Okay.
But you sent it to the one you have on file, yeah.
Yeah, the Hotmail one.
You know what, kids? You know what, kids? I'm glad this happened. I'm glad this happened because now we have it ironed out. No. That's right. It's ironed out. We had this snafu, but now it's behind us.
He never believes me. He calls me a liar at the drop of a hat.
The only reason I said that is because you're a little liar.
Well, we should explain for people who don't know what the hell we're talking about that we're talking to President Pam. She's the president of 7 Second Delay, and she has the right to approve or disapprove every show topic. And I did send it to her 3 hours before the show. And I apologized when I did that, too, that I didn't send it last night.
I think the problem is if Pam was...
I do see the apology, and thank you for that.
Pam, why don't you try being honest, just for once, just see if you like it. You were taking a nap, weren't you, from 12 till 4:30?
Ken, Andy, are you in person, or are you still calling it in?
No, I'm here. Wait, hold on. I can see. There.
Ah!
There.
Oh, he's here in person.
Yeah, I'm tickling Ken.
He's tickling me.
So you know I'm here. Now, Pam.
Wait, unless Zoom added that as a feature.
Pam, my one regret during the marathon is I wasn't in New York to give you a big hug and a big thanks. How was your trip to New York?
You don't want to know.
No, I do. Wait, were you
New York? Well, to WFMU was great. I met some great people.
Oh, of course you did. But wait, are you saying that overall the trip was a little disappointing?
My brother went into the ICU. So
Oh, my baby. Wait, where is he? What?
He's in Virginia, but he's out of the ICU. And
thank God.
So, yeah, it was a little bit not what I expected.
Oh, my God. Oh, I bet he was so grateful to have you on the East Coast. And has he turned a corner? Is he doing better?
He's doing better, thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, our prayers are with him. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Am I sorry
was
enough
I supposed to lie and tell you that everything's great?
I don't...
I'm not a liar.
I don't know if you can not lie. I'd like to see you try. No, Pam, just between you and me.
You pulled the heartstrings that he started.
No. Pam, seriously, can I... Just between you, do you really have a brother?
I have four. Well, I used to have four.
Oh, my baby.
Dead.
Oh, my
this
baby.
This one came close to being dead.
Oh, I want to give you the biggest hug in the world.
Andy, you're just digging yourself in deeper and deeper and deeper.
I'm sure you were having fun before I called, so I'll go off and let you have fun with this amazing topic.
It's always fun, although I'm so sorry that you... that you had a tough time. But you know what? Maybe God wanted you on the East Coast when your brother needed you.
You know, honestly, I think so.
Yeah, I'm glad you were here. But the next time you're here, I will make it a point to be here, and we'll go out we'll go out for a milkshake.
You will make it a point?
I love milkshakes.
I know you do, Pam. I know everything about you. I know everything about you.
Drink them so quickly, it's kind of disgusting.
Well, you can't drink them too quickly because you'll get brain freeze. I'm really worried about that. I worry about you and your brain freeze.
Thank you. All right, Ken, I'll send you a different email.
Okay.
Thanks, Pam. Sorry again. Sorry about that snafu. Man.
Hey, I don't usually do impressions, but can I do a quick impression of Pam getting a brain freeze from drinking a milkshake too fast? Brain freeze.
That sounds like a man getting a brain freeze.
Shut up.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Daisy.
Oh, hi,
Daisy. Hey,
Daisy.
Oh.
Hi, Andy.
It's my daughter, Dad. Daisy.
I know. She's going to. Daisy, congratulations. People really seem to love the idea of you painting the side of this building.
Oh, thanks. So, yeah, my complaint is about that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, get ready.
Okay.
Oh, no. What did we do wrong?
I noticed that there were two vetoes by important people. Me, the painter, and Pam, the president.
Yes.
The 7 second delay club.
Yes.
And
two vetoes that were brushed
That
off.
Were dismissed.
President Pam doesn't have the right to veto the mural.
Well, but
I think.
Okay, surely the artist does, and surely Pam's opinion should count for something. You just dismiss them.
And I felt that the vetoes deserved, at the very least, we'll think about that.
We should have considered it seriously. Ken, we should have considered it. This is the artist, Ken.
Well, what are the vetoes? I know Daisy's veto.
I know. You didn't want to put...
They were the same veto.
Yeah, you were uncomfortable putting a MAGA hat on your father.
Yeah.
Okay. What does MAGA stand for?
Well, we know what MAGA stands for, but I do want to ask Daisy an honest question. Daisy, suppose the suggestion was a MAGA hat on Uncle Andy, on my head.
I still wouldn't do it.
Really?
I'm not willing to paint that.
Okay. Well, then I give you my blessing. What can we put on Ken's head?
My suggestion last week was any other hat.
Or horns. How about horns?
What?
Horns? Like devil horns.
Horns are good. We could even do big curly ram horns.
I think devil. Okay, big curly ram horns. Yeah, okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, big curly ram horns
would
be good.
Whew.
And Andy.
That's a
Andy,
relief. I'm glad to hear you're on board, Andy.
By the way, Andy also put in a very significant veto after the show ended, conveniently after the mics went off.
Yeah, I didn't want my last name.
He doesn't want his last name on there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, I have a big family. Hey,
so
can
Andy
we have...
King of the Zingers. I think that has a better
That's
ring
okay.
to it
yeah.
anyway.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for you to get to work on this mural.
I'm excited.
You're so talented. You're so talented. We have the right artist. And the one little thing I just have to consider, and it's up to you. It's your decision. Could we have a Jew, a rabbi, a Jewish-looking man standing next to Ken, blowing into his ram horn head as if it was a shofar? As if he was blowing it on Yom Kippur.
Oh, man. The people didn't vote for it.
Yeah,
so
that's
it
a lot. That's a
point.
That's a big ask for a muralist.
It is?
Yeah.
Putting a rabbi blowing into your head?
Yeah, they have those giant fuzzy hats. I mean, that's just a lot of painterly detail.
I'm just afraid
of
people.
Dad, I think you might have your things wrong there.
I think if people see a ram's horn on a guy's head, people will say, where's the rabbi? Won't they?
I don't think
there's something missing here.
No. No,
you don't think so?
They're going to say, well, that looks satanic. That guy's got horns.
Dear God, this is going to be insane.
All right.
My God.
So does Black Cat owe Daisy an apology? I think he does.
I think so. Black Cat, we ignored Daisy's concerns last week as we were discussing the mural.
And President Pam echoed Daisy's concerns as well.
Actually, I echoed Pam's concerns.
Okay.
So here's an apology,
they
Daisy.
Echoed
that
each other.
Here's a grown-up, real apology from a real-life audio whore.
Daisy, all right. Our humblest apologies, and we hope you get the mural you need.
Yes.
Yes, thank you very much.
Daisy, what is your time frame? I guess you're waiting for warmer weather to get to work?
Yeah, warmer weather. but we'll discuss it off air.
Will there be a scaffolding? Will it be like the Sistine Chapel?
No, there will be a ladders.
There might be scaffolding.
Oh my God, it's going to be
I
so much fun.
I do have a scaffold, so.
Yeah. Okay, we'll talk about it.
We should do a whole show.
Hope you get the help you need.
Thanks, Daisy. Thanks, Daisy. Hope I get the help I need too.
I hope Ken gets the help I need.
That would be worthless for you if I got the help you needed. Hi, you're on the air.
Ken, Andy,
Zachary.
I hope you get the help you need.
Zach, I know you were thanked. I know you were thanked by name.
Hey, no, names were fine. But some of us paid money to make sure that MAGA hat was on you, Ken.
Yes! Yes, exactly. Some of us paid money.
Well, now you have
to move that forward. So now you have to deal with Daisy.
There's a dispute with the muralist and with the president of the show.
Hey, why don't we get
we have a recall on the president?
Why don't we get Zach and Daisy in a room together and they can settle this by having a spitting contest. They could just spit on each other.
Is that a spitting contest?
I don't know.
No, you spit for distance and accuracy.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. At Purdue, they actually had a cricket spitting contest.
Yeah, Jesus. It's like Andy never engaged in a spitting contest.
Well, how does a cricket spitting contest work?
You spit the cricket for length and accuracy.
You spit a cricket out of your mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to put it in your mouth and...
Well, I never went to college, so I don't know about this stuff.
This is graduate school. Jesus, Andy.
Yeah. Okay, but Zachary, you were satisfied with how your name was read, but you were not satisfied.
You were not satisfied
that you pledged money. Yeah, you're insulted. Oh my God, we have to apologize to Zach. His suggestion that he actually put money behind was ignored.
Yes, I know it's a bit of a problem.
Well, Zachary, we have a grown-up professional voice announcer to apologize.
I don't mind wearing a MAGA hat in the mural.
No, your daughter's protecting you.
Yeah. I don't really mind.
No,
I have worn a MAGA hat.
What the hell does it mean?
In the past,
just be like the Curb episode, you know?
It'd be fun. It doesn't mean anything. I know, but look, if Daisy's sensitive about it, God bless her. Daisy, I'm going to guess.
Is it a red hat?
I'm going to guess Daisy graduated from college within the last 10 years. Am I right?
She did not. You are wrong.
Oh, I'm wrong.
Yes, you are wrong.
Okay. I stand corrected.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I guess Black Cat owes Zachary an apology.
Yeah, Black Cat, if you've been following this, it's over to you.
Zach, we're so sorry that you still find a MAGA hat to be very, very funny. Because after 5 years, oh boy, is that creative and funny. Sorry, Zach.
Well, that seems a little sarcastic.
Yeah.
No, that's.
It wasn't my suggestion. I was just supporting it.
That seems a little bitter from Black Cat.
That seemed kind of heartfelt for me.
It did?
That came from a very special place of caring.
Who'd ever expect the audio whore to turn a little bitter as the hour goes on? Who saw that coming?
After 10 years of Donald Trump, that someone would come up with a MAGA joke is beyond me. My sides are splitting.
It sounds like we've located Black Hat. We know he's somewhere in the United States and within the 50 United States.
Well, thanks, Zachary.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now we should thank Black Cat.
I love our audio horror.
I do too. We should use them regularly.
Yeah, we have to do this every year, I think.
Yeah, every year we'll make good. No, I don't want to say we're going to do it every year because that will give you a license. To just
you're right. We're never going to do this again.
Yeah, to not take the thanking people seriously during.
Yeah, this was a one-off that'll never happen again.
Yeah. Hey, we should get someone in during the marathon that is like a speed talker, someone that can. Maybe we should get Black Cat here during the marathon. Oh, that's what we'll do. Black Cat, I'm going to use some air miles and bring you up next year.
Make it Amtrak and we're in.
Yeah, you won't have to fly, brother.
But is he...
He can be here thanking people.
But he needs to be a speed talker. Is he a speed talker?
He can crank it up. Black Cat can do anything.
There are people, though, who are professional speed talkers, you know, like almost like auctioneers.
Okay, we'll get an auctioneer. Black Cat, get off that Amtrak train.
I think we need an auctioneer.
Your ticket has been revoked.
Yeah.
Nice try, Black Cat. Nice try sneaking into the lounge car on my dime.
Well, Black Cat, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ken and Ann.
You did great.
Thank you, yeah.
You go to hell, too.
Yeah, you can all go to hell. What a great show we just had.
Yeah.
This is going to be the best season of 7 Second Delay ever.
Yeah, and it is the new season. The season begins always the week after the marathon.
But we've never had a start like this.
No,
right?
This is the best.
I feel really we're on solid ground.
Yeah.
This is a great launch to the new season.
And you're working again.
Next week is the 7 Second Delay Slumber Party. We're all going to take a nap. Kent's going to tell some stories, the most boring stories he knows. I'm going to bring a pillow. I'm going to bring a blanket. Our listeners are invited to nap. It's the 7 Second Delay Slumber Party,
yeah.
6 p.m.
Yeah, we're not doing that. Now, what do I do in a situation like this? Somebody's outside ringing the doorbell, but it's after hours.
Well, don't let him in.
I'm not going to let him in.
Well, can we talk to him?
No. Well, maybe.
Yeah. Are you a thug? You look a little thuggish.
He doesn't look thuggish at all, but...
He looks a little thuggish.
It's after hours. He should have somebody's phone number.
I'm getting a little thuggery kind of
sensation.
Well,
you're gonna leave first, so you have to deal with that person. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. We want to thank president of the show, Pam, and newsletter editor, Jeremiah. And we also want to thank Black Cat.
Maybe just to be safe, as I open the door,
I'll
smack him with a sock full of batteries. Just to be safe.
I don't have that many batteries. I do have a bag full of quarters, though. That'll work. That's what Charles Bronson used in Death Wish.
Charles Bronson knows thugs hate socks full of quarters.
Yeah. No, it works. You go to the bank, you get a whole bunch of quarters.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
And then he felt better after his wife was murdered and raped.
Well, he didn't do
it. Sorry. My bad. Raped and murdered.
He didn't do it until after she was murdered. This is how he got vengeance.
Yeah, he felt good. I think it was therapy for him.
Yeah, it was.
It was like instead of going to a therapist.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best therapy ever.
Well, you're
sock full of batteries.
You're dealing with that scary person out there. I'm not leaving.
You'll watch me take care of it. You'll watch me.
Thanks again, everybody who pledged last week or the week before.
Seriously, that's called 911.
Or to any other show. And stay tuned.
Hello, 911.
It's time for Weekly World Blues.
I'm at WFMU. There's a thug out front.
With Matt Fiveash.
And I think I smell marijuana.
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
$20 for a Christmas present. All I got was a slice of jelly cake. And Sam done ate that up. Now that's a whoop, Jenny. Well, I believe I'm going back on the stem now with James Rudolph and Tomcat. Get my head bad again. Seems like nothing going right for me today. All right. Here I go. Same old thing again. Look out now.
Knowing me, I'm gonna put you out that door. I got a bad hangover. Lord, my.